Has someone ever sacrificed something for you? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I just bought a house, so I feel like people have been giving so much to me sacrificially. For example, my boss had a yard sale and then she ended up just giving me a massive TV stand / entertainment center, and she gave me this gorgeous cabinet that has hand-painted flowers on it and it's just so pretty. Even though she could have kept it around and listed it somewhere else to sell or just forced me to pay for it if I wanted it, she gave it to me. And I remember it every time I see it. And that's what we're talking about in today's Devo. It's called My Gift and Her Gift by Emily Acker. I don't know if anyone knows how difficult life is for me, living at the edge of our village. I lost my family long ago, and all I can do is spend each day looking for some Argoine, the substance we must eat to survive on this planet. I wake up early in the morning and my body aches. I spent all day yesterday walking around trying to find the fuel I need to live a little longer. Most of the people around me have families. They help each other find what they need to survive. I open the door of my shelter and my eyes widen. There, on the ground, is the glowing red substance that is our food. Who would leave this here? I pull the Argoine apart and devour it. Today will be easier. I can look for Argoine tomorrow, but what I've eaten is enough for today. Over the next few days, I wake to a gift each morning. Confused, I decide to stay up through the night and watch to see who is bringing this to me. Late in the night, I hear footsteps. I stand. Who is it? Speak. It is me. The voice is old. I know what it is like to be alone, to search alone, and I have brought Argoine for you. I can barely see through the darkness, but I spot my nearest neighbor, a member of the village who has been here since my family arrived on this planet. She struggles to walk. Why would you bring it to me? I ask. It's difficult for you to even look for it. It is difficult, yes, she says, but I have been sustained many days. I bring the extra to care for you. You could save it so you don't have to go out each day, I say. Why would you give all that you have to me? Someone once gave their all for me, she says. That someone completely changed my life. All I can do now is give to someone else. So let's talk about this story a little bit more together. Has someone ever surprised you by giving sacrificially? What was that like? We love because Jesus loved us first, and because we know how much we've been forgiven. If you know Jesus, how has the gift that you received from Him, His life given for you, affected the way you live? To learn more, head over to the Know Jesus tab at unlocked.org. As you and I can read in Romans 8:32, He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Luke 7:47, John 15:9 15, and 1 John 4:19 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. We have one more month of our Unlocked reading program. To win some prizes and to get closer to God, head over to unlocked.org/summer to sign up. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about chameleons and lizards and skin with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.